USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Allentown, Pennsylvania, visiting a distribution facility with a big announcement.
Today we're announcing a groundbreaking initiative to replenish and modernize our strategic national stockpile. The cupboards were bare. You've heard me say it a lot. When we came into this administration, those cupboards were bare.
President saying they plan to have 300 million N95 masks and 7 million surgical gowns by fall. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says top Obama administration leaders have many questions to answer about the unmasking of Michael Flynn.
There are a lot of questions that this unmasking revelation has created. A lot of questions need to be answered from Vice President Biden all the way up to President Obama.
Johnson speaking on Fox News, former Vice President Joe Biden's name was on that list as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Republicans are calling another Democratic-driven coronavirus relief bill dead on arrival. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling the House Democrats' latest more than $3 trillion coronavirus bill a totally unserious effort to fight the pandemic. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said House Speaker Pelosi released a seasonal catalog of left-wing oddities and called it a coronavirus bill.
Yet it still reads like the Speaker of the House pasted together some random ideas from most liberal members and slapped the word coronavirus on top of it.
McConnell saying the Senate won't even take up the bill, which makes it moot that the president says he would veto it if it reached his desk.
The Postal Service says they're reviewing package delivery fees they charge companies such as Amazon, FedEx, and UPS, a frequent sore spot between President Trump and the agency. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump is urging Senator Lindsey Graham to call former President Barack Obama to testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The president making that request to Graham via tweet, this after Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell declassified a memo that contained a list of Obama administration officials who received information in response to unmasking requests targeting the president's former National Security Advisor, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Regarding the unmasking, Graham has one simple question.
Why are they asking to unmask the incoming National Security Advisor of the Trump administration? Why do you have the outgoing administration trying to follow conversations of the incoming administration? That is outrageous. This stinks to high heaven. And again, you have to have a national security reason to unmask an American citizen who's involved in a conversation with a foreign entity. It can't be for political curiosity or for political revenge. This stinks to high heaven, and what they're about to do to General Flynn in federal court is the most disturbing thing I've seen as a lawyer in decades.
California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says she has answered questions from the FBI about stock trades her husband made. A spokesperson from the senator's office says she's provided documents to the Bureau. Feinstein is a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.